was a little off mic.
Yeah, like I shouldn't be center mic when there's three people. I'm definitely loud enough. But I also just like realize that I can project my voice very easily.
Oh yeah.
So I don't have to worry about it as much. There's something I was gonna say about the fucking sunrises too. Oh, did you see that there's like a 3.2% chance that a comet is gonna hit us in like 2026?
I've been following this news and it's gone down. It like already is going like not as much happening.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's like already moved down to like 0.084%.
Okay. I mean, that's still like, here's the thing. Like as someone who all I do is look at percentages all day in World of Warcraft, like 3% is pretty high.
Yeah.
Like that happens at least three or four times. Every time I'm playing the video game, I hit a 3% roll on something and fucking, you know.
Yeah. If I was told the next time I'd take a sip of water, there was a 0.084% chance of me dying right away, I'm chugging all the water.
So you throw in the Brain Destroyer.
You're sitting there like a fucking baboon! I hate fucking whiskey, sir! I couldn't stop at fucking 3 or 4, right? Wow!
I'm CM Punk and I wish we would stop genocide, you know?
Money blow! Money blow! Oh, yeah, the clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
On that note, welcome, pussy eaters, to another Chaotic Pussy broadcast.
Featuring wintertime tapes.
I'm your host, Steven, a.k.a. Mr. Dream. With me, as always, is Winning Time himself, Mr. Cameron.
Cameron, Mr. Driz.
Driz. Man of many monikers. What was your basketball number?
5.
Number 5 in your programs, number 1 in your hearts.
There you go.
We are recording, was it Tuesday?
It is Tuesday, March 18th.
Right 2025. We missed last week because I didn't set an alarm.
Well,
I don't have a job right now, so I didn't think to like, oh, I'm not going to get up if I don't set an alarm.
If you're a Winning Time Tapes enjoyer, you didn't miss anything as I delayed my upload of our episode with Mr. Eric.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
So, enough fucking politics and wrestling on this show. This is the question I have for you.
I'm not prepared for this. That's all we spent this morning talking about. Yes.
When's the last time you vomited?
Excellent question.
There's a follow-up, but I need to know this.
It was probably late summer. There are times where I do not take care of myself to such an extent that I get migraines.
Yeah.
And then that will eventually result in some nausea. And then it's usually just a one and done. And it's actually nice because it resets the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, now I can spend some more time watching YouTube in bed.
Yeah, no, definitely. Vomiting is very ailing. But I ask because do you brush your teeth right after you're done throwing up?
No, you have to rinse your mouth out, like with water and stuff.
Right. Because
you still got that stomach acid kind of floating around in there.
Well, my thing is like, it's all over my teeth right now because I just hacked it up. I don't want to put that right on my toothbrush right away.
Sure.
Whereas I know some people who I told this to and they're like, no, because then you have vomit mouth. I'm like, no, you just go drink other things.
I feel like this is something most people learn in their early 20s, either in college binge drinking or just after college. Like you start to piece together, like, how do I manage being a fucking degenerate?
Yeah.
For me, it was keeping a bottle of Pedialyte in the fridge. Eventually, I learned, like, oh, Gatorade, that's normie shit. Like, that's full of sugar and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I just need electrolytes. So I would get, like, the Monster Rehabs were, like, a brand new thing. Uh-huh. And so that was my drink of choice. Even when I wasn't drinking alcohol, I was like, oh, well, this has electrolytes, so it's definitely better for me.
Yeah.
But then eventually I was like, oh, I should just have pure, like, the stuff they give dehydrated babies.
I didn't have Pedialyte, but there was a point where I was trying to do the intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not eat or drink anything, and then at 1, I'd have an Ensure. And that was like the meal at 1 o'clock.
Oh, it was like a regular thing?
Yeah. I did that for a couple months.
Yeah, I think, I mean, protein shakes and stuff, like meal replacement shakes is totally like a valid thing, especially in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because like eating a sandwich for lunch makes you want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like, it's really weird that we've established that as like the norm American lunch.
Well, I think.
Here, have a bunch of fucking bread.
Well, perhaps.
Just, conk out.
You know, the workday wasn't meant to be this long.
Yeah.
And thus, you work from sunrise to about 2, or whatever we call 2, and then eat the sandwich, go to sleep, and then you wake up for 4 more hours, and you do some, like, soft-skilled tasks, like paperwork at night.
Yeah.
By flame.
If only the siesta would have crossed the border as well.
That, yeah. Well, then we would be making less money for the 1%.
That's true. That's very true. Wait, someone, who were you talking about recently about puking?
Rebecca.
Oh. Was someone sick this week, or what was the...
Period cramps causes...
Okay. That's a symptom for her. That sucks.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. That's tough.
Well, it doesn't happen anymore because she's on a birth control that actually, like, kind of mutes the... period cramps in a sense, but it comes out in other ways where now her hormones are worse and she's like melting down every month.
Yeah. Emotionally puking.
Yes.
Yeah, emotional vomit. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if under the Trump administration we get like male birth control. Like, because that pill exists already.
Yeah.
But it's just not to market because, you know, it's easier to punish women. I wonder if with, you know, with health rights getting taken away left and right in different states, if some, it would be obviously like by a company that's owned by someone in the Trump administration, but they would be like, hey, I got this pill that's some kind of reduce your sperm count or something. I don't know. But anyways.
I feel like that's very optimistic for Trump administration. And it's not just taking away more rights from women, just being like, no, just let them hit you raw.
I guess a core fundamental principle of these ghouls is like rape. That, like, and also that we don't have, that birth rates are declining, you know, it's all that fucking bullshit. That's like, that's the classic thing.
Musk subtweeting grandparents being like, do you only have one grandchild? Are there not more on the way?
I didn't see this. This was this last week?
Yeah, just during like a couple days ago.
Oh, man.
He's responding to every senior citizen being like, why aren't you at work and why don't you have more grandkids?
God. I did start following because like Twitter is just that platform now. So I am just starting to follow all of these people because that's the only thing that you're going to see on that website anyways.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, in addition to Elon and his like, wow, and you know, emoji retweets.
More of this, please.
Yeah, like it's just fucking the worst poster of all time.
I am
as someone who grew up on internet forums, this guy would have been fucking, like, ostracized immediately. Like, in a closed internet forum of yesteryear, like, basically, you had what are called gimmicks, right? Yeah. Very similar to, you know, professional wrestling or whatever. But since it was a closed environment, like, just like a school or whatever, like, you got, if you got typecasted as something, it took years to break out of that. Like, mm-hmm. like if you posted some dumb shit with like a typo or something, like people just roasted you on that for fucking years. There was this dude, Lynx the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a chaotic pussy listener. I have no idea. I believe he lived in Macedonia and he was on this website that I was on. And Lynx at some point was revealed to have a diaper, like a baby fetish of some sort. Like he liked being the baby.
Yeah.
And of course he's like got like the lazy eye. He's like 6'2", just like hairy as hell. Like does not look like a baby. Sure. He's like 400 pounds at one point. So I guess in that sense, he's kind of baby-like. He's probably was already pooping his pants.
Yeah.
A lot of vomit and poop on this episode so far.
I wanted to ask about the vomit thing because I wanted to settle an argument.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Whether it's normal to brush your teeth right after you vomit.
You set the this is the we're working. Is it working blue if you're talking about vomit, or is that only like racism?
no, yeah, vomit's blue collar comedy.
This is the gross out episode. If you can't deal with puke, like you've already tuned out. But yeah, so he was basically like just typecasted as this dude. He was like an artist and stuff. Like, I don't know. I got banned off that website just a couple of months ago for calling all the liberals Nazis.
My brother got banned. Green got banned from a chat room because not even for saying this person's retarded. He said this person's R-worded, and they got rid of him.
Well, see, that they got rid of him because he's a fucking pussy. Like, if you're gonna say it, fucking say it, bro.
Well, because he knew that if he said the actual one, they were gonna ban him. But apparently, R-worded is enough to get rid of someone. That's
the same thing. It's like showing up to the fucking, you know, showing up to Elk Grove and just like saying. It's the Die Hard 3, Bruce Willis with the sign. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen Die Hard 3?
I've not seen Die Hard 3.
We'll make sure to edit this part out where I'm explaining it. But this it's a clip where he gets forced to because there's a hostage situation.
Yeah.
And so he is told it's set all across New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard 3 is a really bad movie. In the same way Die Hard 2 is also a bad movie.
Yeah.
Well, Die Hard 2 is Die Hard 1, just rehashed in an airport. Die Hard 3 is a bad movie just because it's like they blow it up where it's like, oh, now it's not just like a semi-realistic one man. It's like he's a superhero now.
Yeah.
But it's all across the city. But it's fun because it ties into the first movie. It's the brother of the bad guy in the first movie. But anyways... Samuel L. Jackson is the co-star in Die Hard 3, and he wears, and I think it's how they meet, if I remember correctly, because I think Sam plays a taxi driver, if I remember correctly, and at one point the hostage taker or whatever makes Bruce Willis, I could be getting this completely wrong, but Bruce Willis has to stand naked in like Times Square, not Times Square, but like, you know, in New York City.
Yeah.
With a sign over him that says like N-words die or something like that along those lines. But with the actual word like painted.
Yeah.
And like, so like that image gets reposted a lot with like, you know, reference and stuff. But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to say the word, say the fucking word.
Well, okay. Why wouldn't
you just say the word?
Because he knew, based on where the chat room was at and how, like, people talk in there, that, like, that was going to be, like, the most despicable thing you could say.
But he didn't want to actually say it himself. You could just say, the internet leftist, and I'm sure Grink actually knows this terminology, the actual way of calling someone a fucking retard without calling someone a retard, especially when you're discussing politics, is saying, you're a deeply unserious person.
We don't.
That essentially is shorthand for like you have no idea what you're talking about, and you have not. You clearly are not well read on the subject. I can't take this conversation.
He's like post that where like he saw that happening like 6-7 years ago,
uh-huh.
And is like that's already too like not like that's too generic for him to like go down. Sure. He needs to be more unique than that. I'm not saying calling someone retarded is unique,
yeah.
But just like saying like deeply unserious, he would make fun of people who say that now.
Oh, okay.
He would think saying you're a deeply unserious person is just like go outside.
If you're saying it in the sense of like I'm Vosh or I'm Destiny and you're an unserious person, yes. If you grew up, I get that. If you grew up in that culture, then yes, I could see why you would have resentment to that. If you. Yeah. But then it's the horseshoe theory. It comes back around.
Right.
Actually, because it's what Finkelstein, I think, I think he used it against Destiny in that debate they had or whatever. I'm pretty sure he says, like, Mr. What's Destiny's last name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
He kept butchering his last name during that thing. He's like, you're an unserious person. You've read 2 Wikipedia articles and you act like you know anything.
With all due respect, you're such a fantastic moron. It's terrifying. Mr. Bunnell, don't change the subject. If you don't know what you're talking about, at least have the humility. You talk about chapter
242.
You don't know chapter 6.
How close has 242 gotten to the Palestinians to peace?
From tweet 5. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's just so embarrassing. Uh-huh. At least have some humility. Between us, we've read maybe 10,000 books on the topic, and you've read 2 Wikipedia entries, and you start talking about chapter 6. Do you know what chapter 7 is?
Free Palestine. There was something else, right?
We're talking about work hours, I think, under Trump administration, which I had another thing on.
Oh, yes, I cut you off. Yes, yes, yes.
Was that, you know, as part of Gen Z, we're told that, like, Gen Z doesn't want to work anymore. And it's like, fucking obviously, because no one wants to work ever. You can go back to 1880 and find newspaper clippings of people like, the problem with kids today is they don't want to work. And that's been the case for 140 years.
Yeah.
Like, obviously no one wants to fucking work.
I've seen the Instagram posts of, you know, it's like a 10-slide post.
Uh-huh.
And it's like going back 10 years each time. And there's always the opinion article of nobody wants to work anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
All the people who said that kids don't want to work anymore, the people who said that about you are dead. So fucking stupid to have pride in work, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, well, there's meaningful work. Right.
Yeah, sure. Like if you're, I don't know, doing something
that's a podcaster.
Right, which benefits the planet.
Of course.
Keeps peons informed.
Yeah.
But
makes you not fucking drive into the median on your way to work. Because it's, you know, keeping your brain occupied enough to stave off the distracting thoughts.
But if you're like an attorney for the state,
yeah.
The fuck's wrong with you? And why do you like going to work every day?
That's what's going to be really interesting, especially since we're in the Capitol, bro. Like, there's going to be a lot of people we either know personally or tangentially.
Mm-hmm.
Tangentially?
Tangentially.
Tangentially?
Yeah.
That we sort of kind of know.
Yeah.
That are going to be working for, wherever you fall on the political spectrum. But, like, you're going to be working for some bad people if you weren't already.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to decide now. I think now is the time. Like, hey, should I keep working for this job? Even though the benefits are great, but it's happening. I mean, maybe it's not going to happen in California immediately, but it will eventually because the standard is being set by the federal government right now. Like, the fucking Department of Labor. Did you see this shit? The Department of Labor has already, like, this is literally the department that's supposed to be for workers, took away their employees' childcare effective May of this year. Like, hey, bitch, guess what? You got 2 months to figure out what the fuck you're going to do with them kids. Like, good luck.
General strike.
Yeah.
May 1st.
2028.
Oh, 2028?
That's when we're doing it. It's 2028. It takes years to build that shit.
No.
Yeah.
This isn't WrestleMania.
It's fucked. Hell yeah, it's not WrestleMania. It takes years to build fucking real general strike shit. Anytime you see that fucking post.
People are not going to care about
it. Anytime you see a post about a general strike and it's like 2 weeks out, that's fucking viral bullshit. Ignore that shit.
Yeah, 2 weeks out, sure, but 2 months?
Ignore that shit, Frank. It's a bunch of liberal bullshit. Yeah, I mean, well, general strike is like...
All the people who want to do that are going to kill themselves before then. It's not going to happen. That's what the conservatives are banking on. Everyone's just going to run out of hope and die.
I don't know. We got a lot of bullets. You could do a lot with a lot of bullets before you take one yourself, you know?
Speaking of which, did you see that last week there was someone who flew from Indiana to D.C. with a gun?
Oh, I did not see this.
Who got stopped and shot before he can get close enough.
I did not see this. Oh, I did see a headline that said, man shot outside of White House.
Yeah.
And the follow-up was, unfortunately, not the one who you're hoping for or something
right.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was that guy?
Yeah.
Just some, what was his, you know anything about him?
He was just a clinically depressed guy from Indiana who then felt, fuck it, I'll be the do it.
Hell yeah.
And got for it.
What was he packing?
I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah, maybe not walking up to the front door.
The thing is, that might be the safest place to not hurt Musk's kid. Because as we all know, Musk will just leave his kid somewhere and then go walk away from him.
That kid's getting on the fucking helicopter now. Have you seen
that? Yeah, but he's getting left at the helicopter deck.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but Bill Burr's got a new special out, and he's talking about a lot more politics shit. He dunks on Israel a little bit, which is nice. Yeah. But I've seen some clips of him, because he's obviously promoting it or whatever. And he was talking a bunch of shit about, like, Israel and like its use of like, you know, or like saying, oh, they're using human shields.
Yeah.
And the bit is like, yeah, sometimes I want to fucking knock out my neighbor, but if he's got his kid on, you know, if he's holding his kid, I got to work around it. I got to throw haymakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking, yeah. Goddamn ghouls, dude.
It was just kind of on the path of Bill Burr. I don't think Bill Burr is, but do you think there's anything of like a universally beloved like comedian or comedy, or will someone either find it too boring and safe or offensive?
I think like all art and artists, there are periods of time where people are universally loved. Not by every single person, of course.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
always contrarians.
Right, right, right.
And there are always people, because this art is always subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I think Louis C.K. at one point was that for a lot of men. I think he was the guy.
Yeah, I think.
Because he was saying words like faggot at a time when the liberal identity politics are spinning up and they're like, you can't use these words.
He had an N-word bit.
Yeah. Which, that's how smart his writing was, that right, he could say that and it wasn't a thing.
Like, it wasn't a thing that was it wasn't supposed to offend, yeah.
Yeah, it was like just well, you know, written crafted. Or whatever.
Yeah, that's and there was another car ride I had with Rebecca talking.
This is also like, I'm sorry, I just have to point out that like, this is the worst, I'm enjoying this conversation, but this is the meme of guys on a podcast talking about comedy, talking about using the fucking, the words that you're not supposed to say.
I'm over 30 episodes in and we haven't talked about it. I'd rather have variety than just whine about Musk for 40 episodes.
True. Well, no, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not, yeah, it's neither here nor there. It's just like, this is what, I'm just working through how this is what every, like, liberal, gal on like social media like complains about when men start podcasts. It's like, it's just them talking about,
well, but they can have another sip of Diet Coke and live their lives
and listen to some more true crime.
Right. But yes.
This is kind of the chaotic pussy brand at some point. It's like, listen, you either get it or you don't.
Yeah.
And like recognizing that a political ideology, like if you're talking about these things without rooted in the liberation of all people, yes, it's fucking boring and stupid. But if you're coming at it from a true, like, socialist humanity perspective, sometimes, like we were saying last week, dude, the fucking gay baby bit.
Yeah.
We fucking crushed that. We should.
Yeah. The people who, like, don't want to hear about comedy or people talking about dark humor are the people that still think the Democratic Party are doing a good job.
Amen. Speak on it. Speak on it.
I mean, that's all there is to say.
That's all there is to say.
Is you think the Democrats are doing great if you want bland Jimmy Fallon-ass comedy.
Those are the people who are like, AOC, I'm an AOC gal now. You know, at one point I thought Chuck Schumer was really going to pull through for us, but we need new leadership.
Yeah.
Time to bring in the young guns.
Yeah.
Well, see, because you also cut me off. You said, fuck wrestling and fuck pussy or whatever.
Politics.
And
I would never say I was like, that would never come out of Winning Time's mouth.
And I'm like, bro, that's all I got. I could talk about World of Warcraft for 40 minutes if you want to talk about World of Warcraft. We could also just, because it's an off week, we could do a shorter episode this week too. We don't need to go for a whole hour.
I want to play with expanding the realm of topics. That's why I'm like, and I figured you're a waste man, so vomit would be relatable.
I am a waste man, that's right. I do have strong beliefs and opinions when it comes to toilet paper and the American way of cleaning our bottoms.
And I do too. Like
the fact that we were fucking bought and sold toilet paper, a product that is by its nature not reusable.
Yeah.
Instead of bidets.
Right.
Is insane. It's just like another thing for you to continuously buy your entire life. Instead, you could spend $100, get you the fucking bidet.
Right.
And you're good.
I agree. And I feel like bidet is the S-tier ass cleaning method.
It's not even close. It's like, this is like,
instead,
we were doing it wrong our entire lives. Your parents did not teach you how to properly clean your butthole. Like, that's it.
Instead, I know it's not good for the environment or the septic tanks, but since I don't believe TP is going to clean my ass,
yeah,
I use the flushable wipes.
It's another product to sell you.
Right.
But the wipe is great for when you're on the road.
Right.
And I keep some with me.
I just think it actually cleans.
Should be in every man's bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in the glove compartment. As long as it doesn't get dried out.
If you're still not woke enough to carry a bag, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't care. The only bag I carry is for school.
Have you not, you know, like, that's...
have a duffel bag for, like, if I go to the, you know, gaming conventions or whatever. Yeah,
I mean, just like a, you
know... For a gym bag.
Just like a tote bag or something. Maybe not that you take with you every time you leave the house. But, like, just having something to carry the water bottle, maybe a couple, you know, lactaids or something.
This is when Red Pill Winning Time goes, gay purr.
A boner pill? Is a boner pill gay?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah? Maybe I'm trying to, you know? No, that was one thing.
Big dicks.
Big dicks? Which, by the way...
Did Sean collaborate on that story?
Sean has not hit me back.
Okay.
But I did get some clarification as specifically what was said. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
But it was just like, big dicks? You love big dicks? Big dick? Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what I said last week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look it up.
Okay.
But it's been fun because like my brother does listen to this, but he won't tell me.
Yeah.
And then he'll just say shit sometimes. Like he dropped a I'm not gay puncho.
Yeah.
Like casually. In like a group chat.
Same with Grink.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just said, I'm not gay puncho.
Did he fuck with that story?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, that was his favorite thing we've done in like weeks. Was that I'm not gay puncho. So that's why I'm trying to like say.
Did you guys have anything like that? Like as far as, because like obviously playing Smash, you got to get together with other people in person. Did you have like an I'm not gay puncho moment or some moment of like gamer rage when you guys were teens?
Well, the thing was.
But besides just you and him. Like, with, like, extended friends or whatever.
We were, people were, like, he was definitely, like, even though we're only 18 months apart.
Yeah.
He was an older brother, two grades above me, and he had his friends. And sometimes, as the younger brother, you know, I naturally would want to be in those spaces. But after a while, I realized, I'm just going to get shit on.
Yeah.
So I just stayed with my group. So in my group, there was definitely things where we had, like, 12 middle school boys in one mansion house. Where upstairs, me and my friend Damon were like holding a door as our friend Zach would try to like basically break it down to get to us, to just fight us.
Oh, why was he trying to fight?
We were having a Nerf war and me or Damon shot him in the eye. I really don't remember who, but he's like, I just remember him screaming, my eye.
As he's shoulder checking the door over.
Yeah, and like we could hear him back up and sprint to the door. So one time, as he was coming in, we hear him sprint, we moved away from the door.
Nice.
So he broke down the door.
Yeah.
And then it was set up where, in this hallway, you have your kitchen at right, like, kind of staggered from your hallway.
Yeah.
Imagine if the door was, like, here.
Okay.
He goes through the door, and immediately we put a beanbag right in front of the door. So he tripped on the beanbag, and his head goes through the wall.
Like a cornhole sized bean bag or one you sit in?
One you sit in.
Okay.
Yeah. We put a bean bag in front of the door.
Dude, if you're not putting holes in walls with the boys as a teenager, like you're not living. That was like, I think between my brother punching walls and us just like, yeah, you lock each other out of rooms and shit. Like, I think we had multiple holes in our bedroom walls and doors that we were just covered up with posters or whatever mostly,
so
we didn't get in trouble.
So the dad of the host, you know, comes in to check on him. And even after putting his head through the wall, he does this bit of like the dad was like, follow my finger to like track his like pupil movements.
So he had a concussion.
Yeah. And he would just intentionally do the opposite of whatever he's doing.
Just, I'm
so fucked up. So that's the closest like rage leading to a story that I have.
Yeah, we never got, like, I was never part of a crew, like, because we were all gamers, right? So we weren't, like, fighters. We weren't trying to, like, actually, like, get into shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time, but we had my buddy DG, who was the instigator in the I'm Not Gay Puncho story.
Mm-hmm.
His house was the hang house. He had the basement. Yeah. That was where we did the LAN parties. That's where everyone was chilling after school. They were either chilling at my house if they're trying to get fed, mm-hmm. or they were at DG's house if they're trying to do some degenerate shit.
Yeah.
And so DG's house was mostly the weekend hangout spot. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we hosted like a huge Halo 2 LAN party. Like we got four big CRT TVs, four Xboxes, and ran like 100-foot Ethernet cables to all of them using like a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to play 16-player in-person Halo 2 at just a guy's house on like a Friday night.
Yeah.
Like sophomore year of high school, which is insane. Like, I don't know if that's like, if that translates as well to like the online generation, but getting 16 people in the same house mm-hmm. to play the same game at the same time is fucking crazy. Like outside of like computer LAN parties,
yeah,
that did not happen. Like that was like you might have the four TVs and the four Xboxes and the 16 controllers, but getting 16 guys to show up is fucking crazy.
I think the most I had for just we're going to like rotate games for like a whole day.
Yeah,
I think it was like there were six of us, maybe seven of us.
Yeah,
well playing like Call of Duty and then fucking Perfect Dark and then other shit.
Yeah, we would do that a lot. That was like our core group was like four or five guys, and then there was a few that would like rotate in and out.
Yeah.
So we had like up to eight sometimes. And we do like PC LAN parties there. That also included Xbox and GameCube and stuff like that. But this Halo 2 LAN party, you know, had a lot of non-core guys. So it was like it was a interesting vibe because it's like it wasn't just the gamers. There was a lot of normies there.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get some guys from the football team over.
Yeah.
You got to get the kid in class that you don't really talk to that much, but it's like, hey, we just need 16 guys.
Numbers.
We just need people to come through.
Yeah.
It's like trying to put together like a pickup like soccer team or something, you know, like trying to like
this is
fill out a roster for a rec league.
Why can't I fucking this is Ocean 16.
Yes.
Putting together the crew.
Yes. So obviously, with that many people in the house, it gets fucking stinky.
Yeah.
I don't remember the bathroom situation, but I think I probably I think I probably avoided it altogether.
Yeah.
But I remember we went on a walk around the neighborhood, which is only something we could have gotten away with because we were in white suburbia.
Mm.
You know, no one's, and it's like rural white suburbia, so it's like nobody gives a shit if they see, you know, 10 kids walking down the street or whatever.
Is this middle school or high school aged?
High school.
Okay.
Yeah. So slightly older, but still obviously just being loud and obnoxious. Yeah. Nobody inebriated. Like we weren't, maybe some people were partying or whatever, but if they were, I was ignorant to it because I was a nerd.
Yeah.
But it was wild because like we're walking around like 10 or 12 deep and we actually ran into another group of guys from our high school, like that were also walking around like 6 to 8 deep. Mm-hmm. And it felt like a scene out of like West Side Story,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Jets versus the Sharks. Like we're just all of a sudden we're like coming to like a T-bone in the road.
Butterfly knife and snapping.
Yeah. Just like and
clinking the bottles.
Yes.
Warriors come out to play.
But they were homies, so it was just whoa! it was a fucking cool ass moment. I think that maybe that was how we filled out. Maybe we only had 12 guys, and then maybe we found a few.
Off the street.
Been a while, but yeah, it was a good ass night. I also like racked my nuts really hard on like a steel pole sitting out. I was like trying to crawl through a bush or something, and there was just some metal pipe sticking out of the ground that I didn't see. And it was just perfect level, and I just smacked right into it. So that was a good laugh for everyone.
There was one time after a Halloween where I was dressed up in the Gumby outfit that I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
There was like a this tall, like thigh knee height chain fence to go into like a park, and we're walking there, and I didn't see it at all. So I like perfectly flipped over it just onto my back. But before that, you mentioned like going out in the street or whatever. We would, our friend Michael's house was close enough where we would literally just run across two streets to get to a Burger King. And that's how we would refuel before going back to gaming.
Hell yeah. None of our spots were within walking distance of fast food. I mean, technically, yes, but it was like we all had cars.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we would just pile into a car to go to Taco Bell or Del Taco or whatever. Whatever's open late.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about young boy testicles, and I'm thinking about...
That's CP10 for...
for Blue Chew. Code CP10 for your Blue Chew.
Go on about your boy testicles.
Do you recall the first time you became aware of the concept of getting kicked in the nuts and why that hurt, or like, and that was supposed to hurt?
Yeah.
Do you have a story?
I saw it happen in first grade to just a classmate of mine.
Okay.
And then I would otherwise see it
like, wait,
in
like,
that same age in like cartoons.
Like another first grader just got like
a first grade girl kicked. Just kicked just a 6-year-old guy.
And did he? Nuts. What?
He crumpled over and like sold it. And oh, like, okay. Just yeah. Tried to play up how much he was in pain.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, that's the thing is, it's like, you know, obviously getting kicked hurts. Getting kicked in the nuts doesn't hurt until you're 13, 14 years old. Like, or whenever your nuts, you know, whenever you hit puberty.
Yeah. We're.
But starting at like 6 or 7 years old, all boys pretend like it fucking is devastating.
Yes.
Like, that's how, and then that's when we get into professional wrestling. Like,
We watch how they sell it, and that's how we sell it.
Like, because you see the cheap shots and stuff in wrestling. My boy Chris and I are on the playground, first grade. First or second grade. I know we were on the little playground.
Yeah.
And we got into an argument about something stupid. I can't even remember. And it was right at the end of recess. And all I remember is him and I, because we were aware of the term Rochambeau, which I think historically is a rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
But there's a television program, South Park.
Yes.
And they have an early episode about Rochambeau, and it's kicking each other in the nuts.
Okay.
And so... somehow we were both aware of this in like first grade. And so we spent what seemed like an eternity, but it was probably only about 15 to 20 seconds, taking turns kicking each other in the nuts.
At 6 years old?
To end this recess. And the bell had rung and kids were lining up and we were still...
having fun.
And this is just how like supervision at school works. Nobody interjected. Like, there were no duties around that saw these two 6-year-olds just fucking teeing off on each other. And then, of course, after, you know, like 10, 15 seconds, we were done. And we were like, all right, we'll move back to class. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we were fine next recess. But yeah, that's the first time I can recall being like, oh, I have to pretend. Because it was a kick and then and then you go, fuck, you know, we're not cussing, but it's like, oh, you, oh, ooh.
In fourth grade, there was a girl kicked our friend in nuts and, you know, he like rolled around and thought it hurt and all that.
Yeah.
And what's funny is he got up and kicked her between the legs. She was like, what? She was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you knew the real tech, that it would have been a titty slap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, later you learn about scoops.
Scoops?
Scoop. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never learned about scoops. When you said scoops, I thought a chip and salsa.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not Tostino's scoops.
Use code CP10 at checkout.
For your Totino scoops.
For your Tostino scoops.
The worst I've ever been hit was a frisbee came not at my nuts, but just sideways vertically across my dig. Just like our friend Daniel, who was the muscle milk kid, fucking dairy farm boy, just yucked a frisbee vertically, just hit me right.
Tomahawked it.
Yeah.
That's actually, it hasn't happened to me as an adult. I don't know. Maybe I'm good at avoiding situations where my genitals are being threatened.
Yeah.
At least non-consensually.
Yeah.
but when you just get the grays, because we eventually, you know, once you get into high school, it's less about slugging each other in the testicles and more just about the quick sack tap.
Just the real
quick flick.
Boop.
That's all you're doing in the hallway. Like when you're walking past, bam, what's up? Because that actually does sting and would drop you to your knees.
Yeah.
And because you don't want to cause any lasting damage.
Yeah.
Which, blunt force trauma would result in. But if it's just a quick tap, just to wake you up a little bit.
Let him know who's boss. Yeah.
I was reminded you're talking about, selling the nut shot. My brother's always been a no seller.
Really?
Yeah. So he developed a technique. I'll have to ask him when he first started doing this, but he was a ninja roll guy, and he would verbally say ninja roll sometimes. So like he would take a fall, or it was usually when he stumbled, not when someone else made him trip.
Right.
But I think or if we were wrestling or something, but he definitely like no sold a lot, where like he would eat shit and then he would try and like twist his body in a way where it's like, oh no, I was doing a fucking somersault, dude.
Yeah, no.
This was a cartwheel. I meant to be here. This is where I want to be.
I definitely had a friend who would like fall down and like just do the front somersault and just pop up like this.
Yeah.
Just like, good. And then he'll like go into it again and just keep doing it and pop up like that.
Yeah, you turn it into a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think in my brother's case, it was always, easier to go for the laugh than sympathy, especially amongst the boys or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, he was always the one putting himself in harm's way. Have I told you how we had this game we would play called Put Me In, Coach?
Yes. That's episode one. Shit.
I talked about that on the pod.
Yeah.
Damn. How long we've been doing this thing, bro? We've been doing this for a while.
October of 23. Yeah.
I actually went back and listened to an episode where I was talking. We started back up after 6 months.
Yeah.
And it was with Fox.
Yeah.
And on the episode, we're talking about when we first started and how things were shitty. And I was like, it was like right when the fucking genocide started.
Yeah.
That's the start of our podcast. That is true.
Cumtown started with the 2016 election and our thing was the genocide.
The fucking Palestinian genocide.
Yeah. Wild.
That's the chaotic pussy brand.
Yeah.
I think because shit happens, I think that's how most men end up starting podcasts, whether it's politics or like a girl doesn't respond to your fucking dick pic. Like, then you're like, bro, we gotta start a fucking podcast. I got some shit to say.
Yeah, which is my 9/11. Which, imagine if, like, 9/11 happened, like, 9/11/07, how many podcasts that would have started?
Dude, the podcast... The podcast boom of
9/11.
We missed out on so many good schizo pods in the early 2000s. Holy fuck. Speaking of schizo, I mean...
New date? New Tinder date?
Bumble.
Oh, Bumble date.
I meant to play this for you before... Let me see. Let me pull it up here. So while I'm pulling this up, Ukrainian woman... And it's always interesting seeing a Ukrainian on the dating apps these days, right? There's definitely a large Ukrainian and Russian population in Sacramento in general.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of like...
I forgot a cat existed. I was like, what the fuck did I touch?
Jump scared. But there's been a lot of just moved here because, I mean, it's a lot of like people just fleeing like a shitty situation or whatever. That had the financial means to do so and get over here and had family here or whatever. But this gal starts messaging me last night and she sends me a voice memo first, which is like unheard of.
Yeah.
I'll just play the opening message. There's something about the I'll just play the message.
Isn't that kind of the point of Bumble though? Is that the girl swipes first or whatever?
Yeah. So Bumble historically was always women had to message you first. Right. Like you would match and then there was 24 hours. They put the time limit on it to kind of like say like, hey, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
To keep the poo theme going for this episode. But they've since laxed on that. You can still set it up if you're setting up a profile as a woman, you can still set those restrictions that like you have to message first. It's really nice because it prevents a lot of harassment
you know,
in general. It's like, hey, let me reevaluate this match real quick, see if I actually want to talk to this guy or if he's going to say something stupid.
Right.
Was I just drunk and horny? Whatever.
Yeah.
But no, it's now opened up and like there's like a bunch of dumb shit. Anyways, I get this message from Sasha, 2:35 a.m. I have a... So I do have to give the context. On Bumble, you can put an opening move, which is basically when you match with someone, it's typically a question. And they give you prompts.
Is it like chess where then you could check your blunder afterwards? This is where you made the mistake.
this is where you fucked up. No, something you do ahead of time before you even match with somebody. And it's just either like it's basically an icebreaker.
Yeah.
And mine just says hydration check.
Okay, yeah.
Because
you're a fucking Twitch bot.
It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
But mostly it's me. And this comes from a genuine place, but it also comes from a degenerate place of like, I want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And that will indicate to me that you are ready to have a genuine conversation.
Yeah.
Have you drank water today? Then why the fuck are you on Bumble? Yeah. But it's also a reminder for me because I do the same thing.
Right, yeah.
So anyways, my opening move says hydration checks. And so she sends me this message. She sends me this message.
Why are you offering me to drink water? Stephen, do I look thirsty?
What the fuck? I am immediately unmatching if that's
why.
Me. That just seems so fucking creepy.
It's because of the Eastern European accent speaking English.
No, it's not.
When you're whispering, like 2 a.m.
Sure, maybe 2 a.m. I guess is different.
Yeah.
Because I've been on Skype calls that have had that energy.
Yeah, it's a whisper because it's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not. Hushed. It's not 9:45 a.m. and it's sunny outside.
That's why she's talking like this. So anyways, she goes on to tell me how she's my angel and we are going to, like, I shouldn't fall in love with her and but she might disappear in 48 hours. So all that being said, like, I love mentally ill women and I am here to support you in any way you need me to support you. Please reach out. My DMs are always open at MrDream916 on Instagram.
You hear that, Dasha? Mr. Steven wants you in his DMs.
I can fix her.
Yeah.
But I mean, truthfully, she seems like a genuine person. There's just obviously there's some quirked up shorty stuff going on for sure.
Yeah.
But she's older.
So you got that message and you think that was a genuine conversation you're about to have?
Bro, dude. We sent a couple messages back and forth. At one point, she asked me, do I believe in true love?
Yeah.
And then I sent her a 4-minute response.
Is it the same energy as your reply guy shit?
Look, I'm just gonna fucking play. Lock in for 4 minutes. What is my reply guy shit?
Like, last time we recorded, you were talking about how, like, prayer emoji, thank you for this blessing when looking at a girl in a dress.
Yeah, it's genuine. They appreciate it. It's nice to get compliments.
Sure, but, you know, I feel like in the big 2025, we could all read that as just being horny without being horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it changes with age, too. I think at 22 years old, a man sending that doesn't resonate as genuine.
Sure.
But my generation, a man showing that type of... Just more like being like willing to like be like a simp in public, even though that's not necessarily my... I'm not really a simp. I mean, I am a simp.
Right, they
I
go to your page women. And they know like who you are.
I love all... Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love all women, but I am a gooner. For sure.
Yeah.
Trying to become a reformed gooner, but, you know, we all have our vices. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it comes off as genuine with the people that I do. I mean, I definitely try and slide in DMs once in a while. That's how a lot of people meet, bro.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying is...
Unfortunately, it is what it is.
And like what I said, like what I said last time is I think just go straight to DMs to me.
Yeah, well, I think it's similar. It's like a kind of, I think commenting on a post is similar to like catching someone's eye in a public space.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's me amongst all the other dorks.
That are saying just, I love booba.
That are just heart emoji, flame emoji, heart
yeah,
emoji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Commenting on some random object in the background of the photo that's clearly just of your boobs. Like, what are we, like, you don't have to do that, guys. Like, yeah, that's yeah. not interesting. That wasn't interesting in 2012. It is yeah, not yeah. interesting in 2025. You can just say, boobies, awooga, and it comes off way more genuine because it is genuine.
Yeah.
She's posting cleavage for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not everyone wants to be complimented in that way, of course. It's all context.
Yeah. Is the 4-minute message loaded?
Yes, but so speaking of context, she's an esthetician. Mm-hmm. She sent me a detailed list of what products she gave me. She was like, "Here, would you like a butt? Like, can you spend $30 a year on your health?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's 48. She's 48 years old, and look at that's not a filter, bro. That's just what her face looks like. Like, this woman has amazing skin.
Yeah,
and so I'm listening. And in fact, in her profile, it says, one way to win me over is by listening. So she clearly has
hear that,
to
men?
Say.
You gotta listen sometimes.
You gotta listen. especially these older gals, you know, they've been through it. They know what they're doing.
Dude, like, it's funny the exponential chart of, like, as a young man, dating, you know, could be seen as hard. Girls don't like me, all that. A woman after, like, 35 in this fucking country is treated like a, you know, 18-year-old in 1940, where it's just, you're dead and gone.
Yeah.
It's so much harder for them after 35 than it is for a man pre-20.
Yeah, and I do want to come back. I'll come back to my message, because I think my message actually kind of wraps up things nicely, so we'll play it here at the end. Mm-hmm. But I was that reminded me, I was talking to a buddy recently about, like, as we age, like, what is our value to society?
Yeah.
Not so much in the terms of gender, but more as, like, workers.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I 100% you nailed it. Like, that's been a thing forever.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the whole thing of, like, men get more attractive as they get older and women get uglier or whatever. Yeah. It's like, no, bitch, that's fucking patriarchal bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Like, fucking, don't repeat that uncritically, you fucking morons.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that there are grown people who say things like that.
Well, that's why you have to nuke Andrew Tate and, you know.
That's why chaotic pussy is here for you.
Yeah.
The Joe Rogan of the left. Listen to these gay retard faggots talk about fucking Elon.
We like to use the term J-cat here.
J-cats.
And also works with
Bay Area Bay. Represent, baby. Shout out San Jose. I should record something like that for, like, a, like, memeing on, like, the idea of, like, a DJ or whatever, and it's just, you're now listening to the chaotic pussy.
You've now become gay.
Yeah.
You're in the gay rip zone.
Help me write that shit, and okay. I will record it.
Okay.
Just send it to me via the voice memos.
Yeah.
But yeah, talking to a buddy about, like, our usefulness in this country as we get older. Because that's not a thing everywhere, right? As far as, like, when women get older, they're tossed aside.
That's a very American thing.
It's an American thing. It's a Western thing, especially because we don't value our elders as much in the West. We throw them in a fucking home.
Yeah.
Rather than having multifamily housing and shit.
I would say, like, that's still true for in the West, for, say, Britain and that type of thing. But I don't know. I feel like Holland, they...
Yeah.
I think a nice older Dutch lady can have an okay life without being judged by society.
Let's say, if we're talking latitude, no, longitude is up and down.
Yeah.
Where does the West, for me, it's East and West Germany. It's like you split Germany down the middle, and then that's the West, and there's the East.
Yeah, I feel
works
like...
works both historically and metaphorically.
I think everything... west of Italy, yeah. I count as Western, and then, like, Spain and Portugal are its own thing.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Decriminalized drugs.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, like, Trump or somebody does that? I don't know, they won't, though.
But decriminalized drugs?
Yeah, I mean, in the future, just as, like, because, like, obviously they want to deport people for whatever fucking reason. Yeah. But I could see as things decline, it's like, well, at least now you could shoot up some fucking heroin. You know, things are really bad, but you could pretend like you don't even fucking live on this planet.
But, you know, heroin will be the only thing you can get for under $10, or you could gamble it away.
Yeah. On DraftKings. On the new shitcoin. Yeah. It's not DraftKings. The new one is, Prize. That takes me to our last ad read. Prize Picks with code ChaoticPussy10. Spend $5. Get the free 50. Have you seen Prize Picks?
Why would our code be 10 and it's about 5?
CP10. CP5?
That's so much worse.
God. Someone give us money. We should start soliciting our friends for ad reads.
Yeah.
Hey, send me $5. Anybody want to send me $5 on Venmo? Again, at MRDream916.
Cameron-Eisenhower and Venmo.
Fuck. Terrible handle. Nobody can remember. It's
my fucking name. They tune in for me.
This should be winning time. Have some brand solidarity. You gotta continue.
Everywhere else is winning time. On change Instagram.
You gotta put winning time. Or like winning time tapes, bro. It makes it easy. I'm MRDream916. The thing is, you don't even need everything.
You don't need to give me money. Just give me your subscribe and view.
Yeah, that's fucking... Give me money. I need the money.
I do it because it's art. I don't live off this.
I don't either, but I would like $5. You want to send me $5 so I can go buy a booster pack of some magic cards? I'd really appreciate it. The fuck was I talking about?
Oh, your buddy were talking about our role in society.
Yes.
Yeah.
East-West Germany. Netherlands.
The wall.
The wall.
Gorbachev, please suck my dick.
Mr. Gorbachev, my wife fucking sucked me dry. You gotta get it out of here.
My chimp is no longer serving me.
Mr. Gorbachev,
start your engines.
I haven't hit a full refractory period in 15 years. She's the throat goat.
That's part of the Nixon tapes that you weren't supposed to ever hear.
Yeah.
That's all of the expletive deleted is all about him talking his dick getting sucked.
There's been a lot of death in the news recently. But also just I've had some friends dealing with like some elderly family members getting ready to pass or parents passing or whatever. I'm just at that age, bro, where like people start fucking dying.
I told you via text, I lost another dog last Sunday.
Yeah, yes. Although, when someone brings up that they have a grandparent dying, don't bring up your fucking dog dying.
The dog is way more tragic.
For you, I understand. But in the general context, just as some general life advice, brother, don't bring up pets dying when people talk about human beings dying.
Listen, how old was this grandparent? Were they 95? Did they have a lot of years to go?
How old was the dog?
5.
Okay.
They had a lot.
That is tragic.
Yeah.
That is tragic.
Fucking bastard.
You gotta have that context.
You interrupted the context.
Whatever. Finish the fucking suck my dick.
$5.
Dog cancer?
Yeah, bone cancer.
Dog cancer, man. Yeah. Get you every time.
Yep, I know. I've lost 2 to it now.
That's fucked up. These cats are gonna fucking die at like 3 years old or something and just completely destroy me.
No. They grew up in the trenches. They're gonna live forever.
That's true. I'm trying. One of them...
one of them will eat the other.
One of them was trying to die the other day. I think it was... I can't get their name straight. I think it was Lloyd. Yeah. He was puking. It was just like pure. It was just pure. So I knew he just ate something stupid.
Yeah.
And he had pooped like on a few different like rugs or whatever. And I was like, bro, what's happening? Next day I go to look and there's just some massive string in the litter box. And I was like, oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully don't do this in the future. So everyone knows, I'm a good cat parent. I don't just leave strings around.
I'm a good cat dad.
He did something stupid.
You're talking about your friends dealing with death, dying. You're at that age where people
die. Yeah. So we unfortunately in this country we don't talk about death. We pretend like it doesn't exist. And I think part of that is because we want you to be okay with just working
until
you literally keel over.
Yeah.
And if you aren't able to work for whatever reason, we don't have the welfare programs to help you. We don't care unless you are generating profit. If you are no longer able to sell your fucking labor in this country, you are absolutely useless to the machine.
Speaking of which, I think, didn't maternity leave go down from like 6 weeks to 2 weeks or something?
Just recently, that was like a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Jesus Christ. So, our country fucking sucks.
It fucking sucks.
I want to go to Finland where you can just have half the year off for free and no one gives a fuck.
Speaking of, we're coming up on an hour here and I want to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Because you got to go, you know.
Be gay at school.
Be gay at school. You should just walk into a lecture one day and just, everybody, I am gay.
And see what they
and
do.
See if anybody claps. You're never going to get another chance to like just be an idiot in a room of.
Okay.
Where the stakes are literally nothing. Like they can't do any. Like.
So true.
Yeah.
And my form of that.
Yeah.
We had to. We're reading tragic plays.
Right.
And I'm not assuming anyone who listens to this knows, but a play that we read recently was Arthur Miller, All My Sons.
I got some educated motherfuckers that tune into Chaotic Pussy to not think, so okay. You might be surprised. What's okay. The title again?
All My Sons by Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller, okay.
If you've ever heard Death of a Salesman, same guy.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So same guy as that.
Yeah.
No, this is about family who, you know, it's post-World War II and the dad, like, signed off on faulty cylinder heads, which killed a bunch of his own pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of guilt thing. But anyway, I kept reading this character in my mind as Hank Hill. So when you volunteer to read, I was like, I'll take the part of Joe.
Yeah.
And I read it as Hank Hill for everybody.
Fuck yeah, you did.
That's it. I'm going to kick your ass. Then I'm going to reenact kicking your ass.
Do you remember any? Can we get a little bit?
It's all pennies and nickels, dimes and cents to you people. Was a line.
For more of Winning Time's incredible impressions, please tune into the past podcast episode.
And by stake, steak, is that the people things get mad about in all the ads?
Steakums?
Steak ads. It was like, there'd be posts of like, oh, here's a bunch of Gaza deaths. And then at the bottom is like a watermark of stake or stake. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, like stock images or something?
No, not stock images. It's literally like, I think it's a gambling website called Stake or something.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Stake coin.
I found I'm bad at impressions myself. My one buddy does great wrestler impressions.
Yeah.
I
do great impressions of like very obscure online things like Dragon Ball Z
like characters.
Yes.
You're more of a cartoon guy.
Yes.
Because I think that gets you in the headspace of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Hank Hill is a cartoon, but he's a real person.
Sure. You know what I mean? We all know a Hank Hill.
Yes. Yeah. To wrap up.
Give us money.
Death. it just sucks. And it sucks because I'm getting to a point also, and this is, again, I'm going to keep it real because I always keep it real for the pussy eaters. You know, my parents are getting older and they're starting to lose a few steps.
Yeah.
So my brother and I have been trying to figure out ways of being like, hey, we're going to move in within the next 5 years. One of us is going to live with you guys because we're not going to have someone come over once a day to make sure you wiped your ass. Like, that's stupid.
Mm.
We're your fucking children. And we ain't got anything else going on. Let us, you got a spare bedroom. Let us come hang out and like cook meals for you.
That's Grink's living situation. Him and our mom just taking care of our grandma for the last 3 years.
Yes. And it's important to have other people around to like give that support too. Because as a caregiver, you need breaks yourself.
Right.
Depending on the level of care.
And then also we have another child close by to drop her off at for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny how a lot of tension in that house is just my mom and my brother being like, rah, about something that the grandma needs.
Yeah. Because it's tough, man.
Well, because she like does shit where it's like, she wants to have the dog with her all the time. But then her favorite thing is to give the dog soda and grapes.
Dude, what is the fucking thing with like old people that don't take care of themselves and are like losing their fucking minds and they just invest all of their energy into some stupid animal? Like,
yeah,
it sucks.
Well, because, like, it won't...
Maybe it's a sweetheart. Maybe the dog is... It's not the dog's fault.
I think there's a part of, even when your mind's going like that, you could sense that either you're being judged or that you don't want to put out being a burden. The dog or cat will never judge you.
Very well said.
So, don't date, just get a cat.
Very well said. We should end on that. Can I play my 4-minute message? And then we go outro?
Yeah. And this was talk with Sasha about what? About face creams?
She had asked me. Let me see if it's this last message here.
Okay. I'm gonna fly away. I talk to you tomorrow, Steven. If that's okay.
She's gonna fly away because she's an angel. She referred to herself as an angel numerous times. That wasn't the message. It was,
I think it was this one. I thought you sent one.
Good, Steven. I'm happy. We're having fun. Are you done for today? Do you wanna go?
She was asking me, because she was asking me all these questions.
Right.
And I was giving her some responses.
Yeah.
Her last actual question was, do you believe in
true love? True love. Right.
So yeah. This is my response.
Oh, no, I'm still here. I'm just doing some really nerdy shit on my computer. I don't know if you're familiar with the video game World of Warcraft, but I got back into it over the wintertime because they relaunched the version from the early 2000s once again when I was a teenager. And I've been playing that with some friends, and so I was confirming some video game play dates.
You can hear me watching
with strangers later this week so we can kill big bosses in the video game. Anyways, do I believe in true love? I would ask you, how would you define true love? I think, and yes, I do believe in God, not in a, I guess, Abrahamic or like Western, like traditional sense, more like seeing God in everyone. I think a lot of my spiritual values come from like Buddhist practices and a lot of Eastern philosophy in general. I'm not well read on anything though. I just kind of listen to people that are well read. But as far as love goes, I think it's something that like I don't know. I think there is an aspect of I think it's so much of it is a time and a place, and I don't know if I'm fully. I mean, there's no way to know truly. But as far as like reincarnation goes, you know, sometimes you're gonna take birth into a body or a soul or whatever. I guess you are the soul, but you're gonna take birth into a body, and sometimes you're just not gonna meet the people. You know. That you can really connect with. Oh, I appreciate you sending me. I got to screenshot all this. I appreciate you sending me all this info. God bless you. But yeah, sometimes you're just not going to find that person, you know, and I think that's okay. I think I've kind of reached a point of, you know, polyamory in my life, but not in the way of like, oh, Ukraine as far as like the day-to-day culture and stuff, especially when it comes to like dating and romance, but definitely here in the West and in the United States, like there's a real like living in the heart of the empire really fucks with people's brains, and most people aren't even aware that they live, you know, in a country that puts so much misery out into the world. I'm sure if you're obviously working here, like we don't give a shit about your well-being beyond the fact that you can make someone money or make yourself money if you're in business for yourself. But like we don't have guaranteed sick days, you know, we don't have all of these things, welfare programs that a lot of other states do. And I think that really fucks with people's capability to love, because they're just so worried about keeping a roof over their heads or keeping their families fed. It really sucks. The general culture in this country is just one of consumption. When can you buy the next thing? And I think that really makes it difficult to find true love.
I like how when just asked that, and I'm guilty of this too, but guys can't help without oversharing like this other thing. Like, have you heard of the game World of Warcraft? Where it's a thing.
That's because I'm fucking autistic.
Well, that's every guy. Yeah. Like, there were so many times where I'm about to say something like basketball news to Rebecca. I'm like, she doesn't understand. I got to stop myself.
It's a wide and arcing spectrum.
Right.
So all that being said.
Yeah, I was wondering why all this was good. But then at the end, tying it into we are too distracted by needing to consume is what prevents or inhibits true love.
We are a spiritually dead society. And it makes it very difficult to make those real connections with people. Because we're not taught to as children. We're taught to see people as products, more or less.
Yeah, how do you get value out of someone? How,
what can you do for me? How can I serve you?
Yeah.
So, that's just where I'm at. So, who knows? Maybe she's going to...
be your angel.
Be my angel. I don't know. I think my ideal dynamic, I do have like an angel and devil on my shoulder. Whether that's the same person or two people or, you know, a gay orgy. I don't know, but we'll see. That's all I got. Did you have anything else?
I think that we're back. If you missed one episode of Chaotic Pussy, there is no hiatus looming. That was just fucking the sky changed. Just, America dictated that the sky changed.
Daylight savings. Like, nobody was gonna fucking listen to this last week anyways. Their brains were all broken as well. Like, even talking to people that are neurotypical, they're like, yeah, daylight savings wrecks me.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Anyways. Till next time, pussy eaters.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix? Father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say, yeah, New York is nice that time of year. Almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic card is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina, what were you thinking?